Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, as we enter week 5 of the pandemic coronavirus 19 lockdown here in the UK. Broadcasting on my own once again, but I'd like to be joined by you guys out there, and I have had quite a few tweets already. But if you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. And you can get in touch with me in all the usual ways. You could call me on 01233 220035. That's 01233 220035. Or you could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with me live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag #BBunker. I'd love to hear from you, and especially I'd love to hear from you on a more positive note. I think we're all pretty fed up with the media and everybody's negativity. So how about some positives? What are you doing? Have you discovered anything that you didn't know? Have you found a different way of doing things? Have you been thinking about what you'll do when the lockdown's lifted and how your business can go on to greater success from where you are? I want to hear any tips, tricks, hints, thoughts, anything that you think that you you might do differently when we go back to work, really. I've got loads of information to impart with you. I've got two great guests, two very informative guests that we're going to be talking to during the show. I'd like to say a massive thank you to this week's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks at Thackeray Williams, the legal firm. You can follow them on the Twitter at TW Solicitors. And now they've set up a free legal advice line for businesses in the wake of the coronavirus. You can call them, and I think they're open from 8 till 5 every day. You can call them on 0208-663-4127. Let me give you that helpline advice line again. It's 0208-663-4127. Or you can check them out at their website, which is www.thackeraywilliams.com. So thank you for sponsoring this week's show, and do check them out. And by the way, you don't have to be a client of theirs to use their free advice line. So if you need to know anything about coronavirus issues, do please give them a call. They'd love to hear from you. I did mention this last week, but I want to mention it again, and I want to mention this for a couple of reasons. Charities especially have been hit particularly hard by the lockdown and the fact that things like the London Marathon was cancelled or rescheduled. So their donations have kind of dried up. So collectively, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a catastrophic effect on the charitable sector, with the cancellation of thousands of events and loss of billions of pounds of income, really. So Kenwood Trust, like so many other charities, has felt the negative impact of COVID-19, and with them continuing to work on the front line but facing a loss of fundraising income. In response to this, the organisers of the biggest mass participation sports event in the country have come together to create a campaign to raise vital funds to help save the UK's charities. So this fundraiser is for any charity that you want to support, but it's been brought to my attention by Kenwood Trust. The campaign is known as the 2.6 Challenge, and it will launch on Sunday the 26th. That's a Sunday just gone, because that would have been the date of the 40th London Marathon. They raised 66.4 million for charities last year. So the challenge will last all of this week, and it's the 2.6 challenge, and it's open to anyone of any age. The only requirement is that the activity must follow the government guidelines on exercise, social distance, and staying indoors or staying local. Yeah. And the 2.6 challenge could be anything that works for you. You can run or walk 2.6 miles or 2.6 kilometres or for 26 minutes. You could do the same in your home or garden. You could go up and down the stairs 26 times. You could juggle for 2.6 minutes, do a 26-minute exercise class, or get 26 people on a video call, and so a 26-minute workout, anything like that. We want people to get active, have fun, and raise money to save the UK's charities by giving money or raising funds for the charity close to your heart. Now, Kenwood Trust is a charity based in Yalding, just outside Maidstone, which helps those affected by addiction, homelessness and crime. The Trust's main project is a residential rehabilitation centre, which helps those affected by addiction to alcohol or drugs to transform their lives and create a new future away from their addictions. Kenwood Lodge, their other project based at their site in Yorning, helps those who struggle to access addiction treatment in the community due to a lack of suitable accommodation, whether this be due to them being street homeless or living in accommodation which is unconducive to their recovery. So to find out more about the campaign or to raise funds for the local charity of your choice, you need to visit 2.6challenge.justgiving.com. I'll give you that again in a minute because I want to tell you about someone that's already done something about this. My mate Howard Kendall, who happens to be a trustee of the Kenwood Trust, and he said, I wondered how I could help Kenwood Trust to replace the donations they lost with the London Marathon being cancelled, so spent yesterday doing the 2.6 challenge. Howard chipped 26 golf balls into a log basket. That took him 45 minutes and made his back sore, he says. Then he did the Andy Murray tennis volleying challenge for 26 minutes non-stop, and he said that was really hard work, and that seems to have had repetitive strain injury implications. Then, not content with that, bearing in mind that Howard's knocking on a bit in years, he went power walking for 2.6 miles in 30 minutes. He said, I did consider running, but that was a step too far. So fantastic, Howard. Well done. If you want to donate to Howard's Just Giving for Kenwood Trust for the 2.6 challenge, go to the 2.6challenge.justgiving.com website, and that's spelled out in words, so TWOPOINTSIXHALLENGE.justgiving.com. So 2.6challenge, all in words, justgiving.com. There, it throws up a page where you can nominate the charity that you want to donate to. In Howard's case, that's Kenwood Trust. So you go to that site, you put in Kenwood Trust, and then you put your donation in. Or you can just go to directly to the Kenwood Trust website and look at what they do there. And that's www.kenwoodtrust.org.uk. So fantastic. Well done, Howard. Brilliant. Hope you're recovering. You're probably laying down with a cold flannel on your head now after all of that exercise. And I hope you raise lots and lots of lovely money for the fantastic folks at Kenwood Trust. If anybody else is doing anything like that, please let me know. Please drop me a tweet or an email and let me know what you're doing, and we will try and support you and give you a shout out. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, and they say, hello, Vanilla Webb. We hope you have a fantastic day. Please can we have a Business Bunker shout out? Michael Park Surveyors are working as normal, but utilising remote working for all activities, and all of our services are accessible via this means. Thanks so much. You can go to their website, michaelparks.co.uk. That's Parks with an E, P-A-R-K-E-S, michaelparks.co.uk, or follow them on the Twitter, MPSL. Fantastic chartered surveyors and property specialists based in Medway Town, covering the southeast of England. So do check them out, MPSL, on the Twitter. Give them a follow. They're lovely folks. Right. Let's see what else we've got. We have a hello from Mandy Purdy of Recruitment Southeast. Hi, Mandy. Hope you're well. What else we got? Chips and Dinks, the lovely Bev and Tony. Thanks to the Business Bunker Show for keeping us updated, particularly relevant in these strange times. Interesting topics and information, all in support of small business owners. Do listen in. Thank you for that, guys. And do keep listening. Do keep sending your information in. Do keep telling me what you're up to. I want to hear from you out there. I want to know, especially, I want to start looking at positive things. I want to find out what we're going to do once they let us back out to work, how we're going to recover this, how we're going to rebuild the economy, how we're going to create more jobs, how we're going to do business together. I hope we're going to do business locally. I hope we're going to think about our communities and doing things within our communities to help each other. More and more people are going to be working from home, so a community becomes more and more important. But we're going to be talking about that later. Right, what else have I got? I've got some events from the Federation of Small Business. They've got an FSB Connect online Canterbury networking taking place tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 29th of April, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Enjoy a mid-morning networking session from home with the company of fellow business owners from in and around the Canterbury, Thanet, Dover and Folkestone area. Hosted by Deb Smith of Carpe Ocasio Business Solutions and Jane Martin, who's the FSB membership advisor. Guest speaker is Tabitha Fox, who's the MD of Social Brand Time, and they're going to be talking business resilience and communicating change, using the time wisely. So to reserve your place on tomorrow's online event, if you go to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Connect Online Canterbury. I'll give you that address again, fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Connect Online. Check it out. They've also got another event on Friday, the 30th of April, and this is Adversity, Coping Strategies for Business Leaders and Their Staff. Join our panel, Tony Cotty, former West Ham United and Everton football legend and now TV pundit. Paula Ruan, a stress and resilience trainer. Adrian Doble, who's a mental resilience coach and restructuring professional, and Elvin Box, who's an organisational development consultant and an ambassador for Movember Foundation and cancer research activists. And they're going to help you understand ways to ensure that you and your staff can come out fighting after this lockdown period. So if you want to talk to those guys and join in with that event, if you go to www.fsb.org.uk/event calendar/adversity coping. So that's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/adversity coping. So two fantastic online events brought to you by the FSB. While we're talking about that, a lot of you know that I'm involved heavily with the FSB in a project that is called 3030, which is a project that we take into schools where we take 30 businesses in to meet A-level students and increasingly GCSE-level students to talk about the world of work. Obviously, that's come to a screaming halt just as we hit our 2,000th student through the programme. So just to reassure you that we are looking at, we will continue with this once everything comes back to normal, but we're also looking at other things we can do along the same lines, especially as there's going to be quite a few interesting scenarios about what happens with GCSEs and A-levels this year. So we're looking at putting together some other stuff to go around that. So do watch this space for news on that. I've had a tweet from Chris Hyde at Camgenics, CameliaGenics, that is. He shortened the name on Twitter because none of us could pronounce CameliaGenics. And he said, looking forward to the human factors issues on the Business Bunker today, but I'm going to have to listen on catch up. Well, that's fine. No, don't mind you doing that. I'll let you. I will ask questions later, though, Chris. So thanks for that, and I hope you enjoy. And we're going to be talking to Ellen Waldron shortly from Frontline 19 about exactly that. My friends at Venom Tech, well, well, well. Please can we have a shout-out on the Great Business Bunker Show as our team are starting our work for Venom peptides that block COVID-19 today. Thanks and keep up the great work. Don't thank me. I'm thanking you for keeping up the great work. Venom Tech, a drug discovery company based over in the Isle of Thanet, over at Discovery Park. They're working now on and looking for peptides that can help block COVID-19. Good luck with that. Please find something. Please keep us in touch with what you're doing. Please let us know how you're getting on. But we've all got our fingers crossed for you guys. Go for it. And good luck. We all need it urgently. No pressure there. And Steve and the team. Okay, Romney Resource Centre has said hello, have a great day, have a great show. Thank you, folks. I think what we'll do is we'll play a bit of music, and then when we come back, we'll talk to our first guest. What do you reckon? Sound like a plan? Let's go for it.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends.
Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I'll get by.
Or I get by with a little help from my friends there. Now, hopefully, I'm joined on the phone by Ellen Waldron of Frontline 19. Good afternoon, Ellen.
Hi, Paul.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. It's lovely of you to join us. Thank you so much for doing that. I know just how busy you've been getting Frontline 19 off the ground, and it's been a bit of a hectic time for you, I know. So I do appreciate you joining us on the phone. Thank you so much. Do you want to kick off by telling people a little bit about you and what inspired you to do what you're doing?
Okay. I've been working as a psychotherapist and a clinical supervisor for some years now. Working mostly around people with anxiety and all the other stuff that goes with anxiety, like phobias and even OCD. On the 22nd or the 23rd of March, when we had lockdown, I kind of thought I need to do something, and I wasn't quite sure what it might be or how it might look. My colleague, Claire Goodwin-Fee, decided to launch a Facebook page saying, if you need help, we are here to help you. And it was incredibly successful, to the point where she thought, what had she done? Independently of that, our other colleague, Sam Cotton, set up a website, which is frontline19.com. And we joined forces because we thought that was the best way to utilise our skills. And that's how Frontline started.
Okay. So this all came together really quickly, as you said. Give us an overview now about what the core activity of what you're doing is and why you think that was necessary and what inspired you to do that.
Okay, well, we realise that the mental health of our NHS primarily, and then all the other care professions, was paramount to them being able to actually get through this and survive it, because it feels a bit like a war zone at the moment.
Sure.
And what we wanted to do was to provide them with a very responsive, very effective emotional support, so that they would be assigned somebody who was skilled, who's used to working in a crisis, who could help them almost, not quite instantly. I think our best referral rate was 12 minutes.
Wow, okay.
So that they had somebody they could talk to in a flexible, not necessarily a kind of a long-term therapy kind of way, but just to have somebody that wasn't their partner or wasn't their family or wasn't a colleague that they could actually just download or offload.
Okay. I want to ask you a question here. I mean, you might not be able to answer, or you might not wish to answer, and I understand that fully. But in general, without any patient confidentiality, what is there any kind of repeated thing that is causing people the most hardship and worry? Is it a fear of contracting the disease? Is it just exhaustion? Have you got a feel for the kind of issues that people are facing?
There are a few different ones, but there are some themes. People are scared. They're surrounded by death and feel really de-skilled because they're not being able to save their patients.
Yeah.
They are not able to support them at the end of their life because it's just them. They can't allow any family in.
Yeah.
Some of them being upskilled and feeling very de-skilled.
Yep.
Some are angry.
Yep.
Because they don't have the appropriate equipment. Mm. Some that can't sleep. So it's kind of a whole gamut of stuff, but that's kind of a little snapshot.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that is perfectly understandable, isn't it? As you said, you know, it's basically a war zone. It's like an episode of MASH for those old enough to remember MASH, which was a black comedy show, really, the horrors of war. And we're kind of in that situation, really, aren't we?
Yeah, but we as individuals are quite removed from it. You know, I'm looking out over a lovely garden, and I have no sense that this is going on.
Yeah.
It feels a bit surreal.
Yep.
You're right. You know, whilst we're cocooned in our lovely houses or whatever, where we are, I mean, there are a lot of people that are stuck in you know, very small flats in London and other cities as well, of course. But yeah, it's easy to kind of forget that the little bit of inconvenience we have by not being able to go out whenever we want to or whatever is nothing compared to what a lot of people are actually facing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, aside from the actual basics of why you're doing it, can you tell us what you've had to do in actually to actually get it off the ground and to actually work as a project?
Okay, well, the website has been incredibly effective, and we've got a new one that's about to be launched.
Yeah.
Basically, the therapists who come in as volunteers, and we've got some amazingly highly skilled volunteers, word has really got out and they've been coming in their droves to support this initiative. So there's on our website, we've basically got, if you need help, click here. We ask for very little detail, just name, contact details, a little bit of background if they're happy to share it. And they triage themselves, red, amber or green, so that they can get help as quickly as possible.
Right.
Up until this point, and will be for a little while longer, I am the person that's been assigning those workers to the therapist.
Right.
So I pick up the phone and I talk to the therapist and I allocate the worker. I don't speak to the worker. The therapist is the very first point of call.
Right. Okay, how many, if you know even, this is all moving so quickly, how many therapists have you now got that are registered with you?
Oh, about 1,500.
Wow, okay. And have you any idea of the scale of need? Do you have any numbers about how many people have contacted you so far?
Yeah, we've helped about between 200 and 250 workers. Well, I use the term workers because it's quite the frontline folks.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
So we've supported them, those people over the course of the last 6 weeks, and this is starting to ramp up, so we're getting more and more workers needing support.
It's an amazing thing that this has all happened in the space of a few weeks, really. And you've actually, alongside all of that, of course, you've had to raise money to try and pay for it all.
Absolutely.
Because although all of you are doing this free and, you know, there's no, you're not making any charges, obviously things cost money, like websites and hosting charges and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you have been running a GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think you hit enough to actually get the website built.
Yeah, we have.
Any idea when that website goes live, Ellen?
We're in the process of launching it. We've been sorting out a few kind of ironing a few wrinkles out, but it should be imminent.
Okay.
I daren't say a date because I can't be held to a date. It'll be this. Literally this week.
Yeah. So you don't want me to do a Sky News number on there? Come on, Ellen.
No.
What's the date? We need to know the date.
Yeah. I need to hit the red button, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's fantastic. I mean, what you've done is fantastic. It's actually sad as well as fantastic. It's sad that we need to actually have to do something like this, you know, with so many issues for frontline staff. And also, sadly, I think those issues are going to kind of ripple out into the community at large as well.
I think you're right.
You know, because sadly, I think there's going to be a lot of mental health issues come out of the lockdown as well for everyone, not just NHS workers.
I guess with us, because we're quite fleet of foot, we kind of set this up without asking permission. We didn't, and that's enabled us to kind of, not so much break the rules, but not even know what the rules were.
Yeah.
And get this service out there to the people that needed it, and then we'll sort the rules out later.
It's funny, isn't it? So often, things like this, a crisis, suddenly makes you realise that things have to get done outside of any kind of constraints that you have, otherwise they don't happen at all. That's not an excuse under normal circumstances to circumvent the rules, but sometimes you just have to. There's no other way of doing it.
Well, that's what we did, and that's why it was so effective, and it's been so immediate to help those folks that need it.
Yeah. Now, are you partnering with anyone on this?
No, not yet.
Okay. Is there anything... Is there anything you need apart from...
Sorry, when you say partner, NHS practitioners we're partnered with, apologies.
Okay. And just explain who they are.
The NHS have a portal that has all the kind of voluntary services that come into the whole of NHS, well, England and Scotland. Yeah. And you can access that information as a worker or an NHS, a member of staff of the NHS.
Right, OK, got it. So that makes absolute sense. So it's a way of them knowing about you, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely, which is great, actually, because otherwise you're going to have to spend a whole lot more money on marketing and getting the name out there and everything.
Well, yes, but in fact, the organic growth has been quite incredible because people are so up for sharing this and telling everybody.
Yeah.
So we've grown quite significantly, and the hits on our website and on the Facebook page are kind of magnificent.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You are still fundraising because obviously this is costing money to run. And I know that you've got money coming in, in small amounts and stuff. And I have got the GoFundMe page for it up on the Business Bunker Radio website. So if anybody out there listening would like to donate, which is all of you, thank you. There is a link where you can put your donation in, and it will be gratefully received and very well used in running all of this. Ellen, look, this is a fantastic thing you've done, and sadly, I don't think you're going to stop when this is kind of over.
No, I think it's going to be much more long-term, because I think the healthcare professionals who are quite emotionally robust, they're so focused on the job in hand, they haven't got the headspace to unpack any of this.
Yeah.
And I think as the crisis starts to subside, they will start to feel that they need some support, mental health support. And so I think this will go on for longer. We just don't know quite what it's going to look like yet.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, what you're describing is the same kind of thing as post-traumatic stress, isn't it? For the military, that they do their job, and then when it's over, the enormity of what they've just seen suddenly hits home.
Yeah. So we've got a highly skilled volunteer force, a lot of them trauma-trained, who will be ready for when that hits.
Fantastic. Ellen, do you know the website off the top of your head, the GoFundMe?
It's just on our frontline19.com page.
Of course,
It's got a little donate button.
Fantastic. If you go to frontline19, that's 19.com, there's a donate button there. There's also a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website page, so do check out both of those. Or follow frontline19.com on Twitter or Facebook. Ellen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for spending the time talking to us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We wish you continued and much success with this fantastic project. It's a shame that it's needed, but needed it is. And do keep on keeping on, because we rely on you to help those people that we rely on.
Absolutely.
Thanks ever so much, Ellen.
It's been my pleasure, and I'm happy to come back and let you know how it's going.
Well, that would be great. It would be great to come back in a couple of weeks' time and let us know where things are and how they've panned out. Yeah. So we'll look forward to that.
Okay, Paul.
Ellen, thanks ever so much.
Nice to talk to you.
Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Ellen Waldron there of frontline19.com. Do check it out. It's a fantastic resource aimed at frontline NHS and health workers, helping them come to terms with the trauma of what they're dealing with every day, and the stress and the anxiety that they face from all kinds of angles. So do try and support that if you can. A fantastic thing that's come together. And the interesting thing, as Ellen pointed out there, one of the things about a crisis like this is that it does start to throw up things where people react and do things, and things get done. and they get done because it's important that they get done, and we're not stopped by things that normally try to stop us doing things, if you see what I mean. And that's not a call to ignore every rule in the book, but it shows you that sometimes, and this is a big beef in other areas, that over-regulation of things can be a real killer of innovation and can stop good things happening, as well as, you know, make sure that bad things don't happen, which is actually the point of most regulations. But they can be a double-edged sword sometimes. So fantastic. Well done to all the team, Claire and Sam and Ellen, and all the folks that have made Frontline 19 work, and keep on keeping on. It's a brilliant thing. I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ann Barker at Tabra Official, and she says, have a great show, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web. I'm listening live this week. Oh, that's brilliant. Hope you're all safe and well. Great to listen to the podcast over the last 3 weeks. Well, thank you for your support, Tracy Ann. We really do appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying the show. Do tweet us. We like to get the tweets, and we like to get a few gifts and stuff like that. So do send them in. I've had an email from the lovely folks at ZC Social Media, and they say, over the last few weeks, we've been delivering various webinars to share the key things you need to consider when creating and posting your social media updates. We've been helping many businesses and working with clients and seen some amazing things going on. If you miss the webinar, you can access the recording. It's completely free, and they've got a recording of their content planning, content creation, and planning in uncertain times webinars. It's packed full of ideas to maintain your engagement, to maintain your traffic and conversations, and it will guide you through what you should be posting and the key things you need to consider in the current climate. If you want to find out, if you want to listen to that webinar again, it's a free webinar. If you go gettalk.at/ZC webinar recordings, that's gettalk.at/ZC webinar recordings, or you can go to ZC Social Media's website, zcsocialmedia.com, and find the link there. Do check that out. Zoe and the team, Zoe Gareth and the team at ZC Social Media, do a fantastic job with information, support, advice on all things social media, and content and marketing and all of the good things that go around that. So do check that out.
This is Channel 2.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 28th of April. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. I've got tweets coming in, and that's fantastic. I've got some emails to read. We've got another guest to talk to in the second half of the show, and we've got lots of busy things going on. I've had an update tweet from Ollie Dillon. I don't know if you remember, Ollie was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Ollie is actor, voiceover artist, cystic fibrosis sufferer, and these days a 3D printer of PPE. And he says, hi Vanilla Web, myself and Cam. Cam is a colleague of his that was working with him, but not with him, if you see what I mean. They're separated in different locations because Cam is also a cystic fibrosis sufferer, and they can't meet, lockdown or no lockdown, because of cross-contamination. So But they're still making loads of PPE visors for the NHS frontline. And he's saying, sadly, demand has increased, but predictably, so has the cost of materials. Please, can you give us another shout-out for our GoFundMe pages so that we can keep doing our bit? Of course we can. It's the link to the 3D printing GoFundMe page is on the Kent Business Radio website, so do check that out. It's on last week's show page. If you go to past shows and click on the one with Ollie on it, the link to his GoFundMe page is there. I will put it back on the front page after the show's finished here. Or you can follow Ollie on Twitter, Ollie Dillon, OllieDillon. Give Ollie a follow and contribute to his GoFundMe page so that he can keep printing PPE masks. And he's printed a load already and had them distributed. Oh, got a flurry of tweets coming in, which is lovely. Oh, even, praise. The lovely Amanda says, good song choice, Vanilla Web. Well, thank you. I did work hard at that one. some idiot sending me idiot stuff. You always get that. Right. Let's see what else we got. Tracy Ferguson. Hi, Paul. Thanks to seeing Denise Wilton and Louise Settle and completing a 25-day drawing challenge, I picked up a pencil and paintbrush for the first time in over 30 years. I stopped when I had my eldest boy, really enjoying rediscovering my artistic side and seeing everyone else's drawings. Oh, that's fantastic. Nice one. And I've actually seen some of the drawings you've done, Tracy, and they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. So discovering new skills. Yeah, cool. And Sandra Spitfire saying, hello. Well, hello, guys. I know that you're on air at the moment, which is probably why that's fairly short. Good. I've got an email here to read. The next of our two weekly Marsh Network online networking meetings is at 10:30 a.m. next Wednesday, the 29th of April, on Zoom. The meeting is proving popular and is a great way to keep in touch with other businesses and organisations. To reserve your place and receive an email with a Zoom link to join the meeting, book through the new Marsh Network app at marshnetwork.imobile.one. That's O-N-E. Yeah. The Marsh Network website is marshnetwork.co.uk or at Eventbrite, which is eventbrite.co.uk, Marsh Network Online Networking. At the meeting, you will have the opportunity to tell us about your business organisation, hear about what others are doing during these strange times, and give and receive support. There are usually others at the meeting who also have a good knowledge of current government schemes and policies. Another great way to help build our community and promote your business is through the new Marsh Network app. Now is the time to join our Marsh Network app, just launched, and if you subscribe to all features, the cost at the moment is only £20 for a year, a saving of £10. With the subscription, you have your own page to showcase your business, see and book meetings and events, contact other group members, send and receive referrals, start and engage in group discussions and forum, and build our community further, all on your smartphone. It also acts as an online business card from your iPhone. If you want to know more, contact Nick Gardner at Yellow Island, and his email address is nick@yellowisland.co.uk, or why not sign up today at marshnetwork.imobile.one. That's O-N-E. So do check that out. I know that's been very successful and very popular, and well worth looking at. Okay, what have we got? Sorry, I need to try and catch up. It's going a bit mad here, which is lovely. Do keep coming stuff in. Amanda said, hi, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. I'd love to know how everyone is doing out there now. What job have they now done that they didn't have time to do before? So have you caught up with anything? Have you done anything? You know, have you painted the shed or built a brick wall or done anything that you've been meaning to do for ages that you haven't done already? Okay, some idiot trying to spam me. Right. Lisa has said in reply to Tracy and her re-established skills at painting a drawing, she has an amazing talent. She does. I've seen the drawing. I've seen what she did. You're absolutely right, Lisa. I'm so pleased, you know, that she's re-established that skill, as it were, and picked it up again. It's fantastic. So that kind of answers one of Amanda's questions as well. Lots of people wishing Venomtech success. And I've got another tweet from Venomtech, and they say, thanks for the shout-out, guys. We will do all we can, and we'll definitely keep you updated with our findings. Oh, that's brilliant. And we've got our fingers crossed for you. Thanks. Thanks for all you're doing. Excuse me. Karen Wilkins of Avocet. Hi, Vanilla Web. Enjoyed listening to Business Bunker with the marvellous Ellen Waldron telling us about the fabulous work of Frontline 19 is offering for our NHS heroes. Absolutely. And thank you for that, Karen. Jill Serkin has tweeted about the work that Venomtech are doing. Fantastic stuff. Do keep the tweets coming in. Keep letting me know what you're up to. I've got some more information I need to read here. The Romney Marsh Community Support Hub. Hundreds of calls through the hub, lots of requests from community meals, home care advice, lots of volunteer applications being processed, lots of people helped. If you need assistance, call us on 01797 208 590, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. We're here to help. We have compiled links. Oh, we have, Business Bunker Show. We've compiled some links for all the Kent and Medway coronavirus help and information in your area or borough. Now, on the blog is each area of Kent and Medway and the local council sites with a direct link to all the information they have for both businesses and domestic coronavirus information. So there's a link for all of those. There's also links to the Kent County Council advice line, to Produced in Kent, and there's a number of useful telephone numbers for all kinds of things. And we've also got a link to the Kent and Medway Growth Hub and a brilliant idea from Age UK, which is a friendship line. And that friendship line is for people that are isolated, living on their own and have no one to talk to. And basically, you can get in touch with them and they will find someone in a similar situation that wishes to establish a friendship by phone or technology, whatever you have available, so that you can chat. It's a fantastic idea. It's all available on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk/coronavirus-council-links is the link for it. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/coronavirus-council-links. I've read those. Sorry, I've got my piles mixed up now. I've put my red ones on my unread ones. Sorry about that. Let me sort those out. Right, here we are. The Business Diaries. I mentioned this last week. I'm happy to mention it again. For those of you that don't know the Business Diaries, Business Diaries is an event that's been going on for quite a few years now, and it takes place in Medway and Tunbridge Wells. And it's normally a quarterly event, and they normally have 5 speakers that tell a story. It's a storytelling event, and it's absolutely fantastic. We've heard some absolutely wonderful stories. Well, in order to not lose those stories, what they've decided to do, which is a fantastic idea, is to turn them into podcasts. They've released 4 now, and the latest one, number 4, is with Joe Dodds. You can listen to all 4 of the podcasts that have been recorded so far. They will record more as they go on. And I think the 4 that they've done are Amanda Flanders, Ali Harold, Beverly Bunn and Joe Dodds. And they're fantastic stories. And you can hear all of those if you go to podbean.com/business and search for Business Diaries. So that's podbean.com and then /search Business Diaries, and you will find all the listings of the so far released 4 podcasts that they've done. Okay, let's see what else we've got. Right, wages for furloughed employees are now being paid through the coronavirus job retention scheme. Just 6 working days after claims open, payments for claims made on Monday the 20th of April will be in employers' bank accounts by today, the 28th of April. So check your bank account. If you've already made a claim, don't worry if you haven't. That's if you've already made a claim, you'll get the money today. Don't worry if you haven't received payment yet. It takes 6 working days from when you claimed. Please don't call us to chase payment as we won't be able to update you before the 6 working days have ended. You don't need to do anything to receive payment. It will automatically be sent to the bank account you nominated in your claim. Please retain all records and calculations for your claims in case we need to contact you about them in future as we continue to check claims made through the scheme. If you've not yet made a claim, you can still claim online for a grant of 80% of your furloughed employees' salaries, up to a maximum of £2,500 per employee per month. You'll receive the funds 6 working days after you claim, provided your claim matches the records that we hold for your PAYE scheme. Please read all the available guidance before you apply. To find this, go to gov.uk and search for Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme. HMRC will check claims made through the scheme and will act to protect public money against anyone who makes a dishonest claim. Please continue to keep your furloughed employees informed and ask them not to contact us directly. We will not be able to provide them with any information. A word about scams, and there are far too many, I'm afraid. They're saying stay vigilant about scams, which may mimic government messages such as stay at home and stay home, stay safe, as a way of appearing authentic and unthreatening. Don't give out private information or reply to text messages, and don't download attachments or click on links in texts or emails you weren't expecting. You can forward suspicious emails claiming to be from HMRC to phishing, that's with a PH, phishing at hmrc.gov.uk, or you can send a text to 60599. So any suspicious email claiming to be from HMRC, you can send it to phishing with a PH at hmrc.gov.uk, or you can text it to 60599 and they will put it on their database and investigate those phishing and scam emails. Righty-ho, my voice is drying up here. What else have we got? I saw some other tweets and I can't find them now. Romney Resource Centre have tweeted lots of things to do during the lockdown. So give them a follow to find those. And their Twitter handle is just Romney Resource. Romney Resource. Just have a look at that. There was a tweet I saw. This drives me mad. Oh, here we go. Dedicate Recruitment. Hello, Paul and team on the Business Bunker. We're trying to stay sane in a delicate recruitment household. Thank you for keeping us going. We are making friends with candidates and clients, sharing tips on recipes, exercise and booze. Stay safe. Well, that's fantastic. That's really good. And, you know, these are some of the things we need to do, isn't it, is to stay in contact with people, share information, share ideas, and, as you say, share recipes. Why not? Results in Wellness have been on, and they say, can we have a shout out for our PainPod EMS device? That would be wonderful. As used by Paul Andrews, that's me, and Paralympian Will Baylett, I'm absolutely made up to be mentioned in the same breath as Will Baylett, and that's fantastic. For more info and to see how it's helping thousands around the world to live pain-free, go to resultsinwellness.co.uk. You will find helpful videos and advice. It's an EMS device. It puts electric pulses into your muscles. And I've got a pain pod, and I've been using it for the pain in my neck and back. And I've got to tell you, it makes a massive difference. It makes a massive difference when you can get hold of the machine off of a certain person who is also using it. But once I get to put it on, it does make a huge difference to the stress pains in my neck and back. Do try it out. Do check the website out. Have a look at it. Resultsinwellness.co.uk. They've got loads of videos on there about how it all works and what it all is. Do check that out. What else have we got? Oh, Justin Dean has been on. Justin is from Creative Motion, and he says, listening to the Business Bunker show, we provide audio-visual systems integration, interactive design and video content and we're video content production specialists. You can follow them on Twitter at Creative Motion, or their website is creativemotion.co.uk. So do check that out. I don't know if you heard this. This is good news, and I hope it does kind of move on into something. But at its first fully virtual planning committee meeting last night, Ashford Borough Council has given the green light to Newtown Works. That's an ambitious £250 million project centred on the delivery of a TV and film studio in Ashford. Once-in-a-generation film studio-led development gets the go-ahead. Amazon and Netflix are among the expected bidders for the studio space. Planning approval has been granted for the Newton Works. It's the old railway works in Ashford. An ambitious £250 million film studio-led regeneration of a derelict railway works in Ashford, Kent, with Amazon and Netflix among the a number of global streaming giants poised to back the scheme. Ashford Borough Council's planning committee approved the game-changing planning application last night, last Wednesday, greenlighting the transformation of the railway works site, which has been abandoned since the 1980s. The development will put Ashford on the map as a key UK hub for the creative industries, boosted further by fast connections to London and Europe from the adjacent international station. What a fantastic thing for Ashford. Let's hope that that goes through and Amazon, Netflix and others do back the project now that it's been given planning permission. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have that resource based here in Mid-Kent and to use what has been a site that's been derelict for a long, long time for something as fantastic as that? The Sybils scheme, which is the British Business Bank loan scheme, organised by the government, it's starting to get meaningful traction. But a lot of people are stumbling over how to apply for it in terms of putting together a plan. So a good friend of mine, Phil Bevan, who's very experienced at these, is offering to do some free plans for small businesses. You need to be looking to raise less than £250,000 from the scheme. You must be up to date with all your taxes, excluding anything you're allowed to defer in the current measures. And you must be eligible for the Sybils, i.e. UK-based, commercially viable, if it hadn't been for COVID-19, etc. And he's got a few slots left where he's prepared to help people free of charge to prepare a plan to bid for a loan through that scheme of up to £250,000. If you want to find out more, go to his website, which is bevanconsulting.co.uk, and that's spelt B-E-A-V-A-N, bevanconsulting.co.uk. Do check that out. Right. Loads of things happening. We've got another great guest in the second half of the show to talk to. Do keep your tweets coming. I have had a tweet from Best Business Events. They say it's your last chance to book the very latest, everything you need and must know, and options available. Employment law update, furlough effects on businesses. And you're going to be hearing, and this is a webinar, and you're going to be hearing from Alex Kiernan, who's an experienced employment lawyer from Locke Associates. There are limited places. It's full personal attention, and it's taking place on Wednesday, the 29th of May, 11 till 12:30 a.m., you know, lunchtime. So do check that out. And you can find out about it by either following Best Business Events on Twitter, which is Business Events and the number one, or go to their website, bestbusinessevents.co.uk. Do check that out. David Taylor, Savvy Social DT, I'll be delving into the world of digital advertising in today's DNA 6 Global Facebook Live. This is step 5 in the DNA 6 program and the 24th workshop. If you join him on his Facebook page at facebook.com/DNASIX, DNA 6, and you can check that out. So do have a look at that. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom shortly. When we come back, we've got some more tweets, some more info, some more things to talk about, and another great guest to hear from. So I'll tell you what, why don't we go over to the Channel Radio newsroom and find out what's going on out in the world right now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
the hour. Channel Radio News Update.